Hello, B'nai Seekers. I'm Nina Westbrook, and you're listening to B'nai, a podcast of mindful mental health moments. For today's mindful moment, we're going to explore whether or not happiness is contagious. Remember a while back, there was that pretty cool trend happening in coffee shops where people were literally standing in line, getting up to place their orders and discovering that the person that was standing in front of them in line had already paid for their drink. Like, imagine you're waiting for your morning coffee and someone pays for your drink unknowingly, how that has the ability to impact the entire trajectory of your day. I don't know about you, but I take my coffee very seriously. So for me, this would just make my entire day. And then what do you do? Once you get to the front of the line, you learn that someone else has already paid for your drink, and you're so happy and ecstatic just at the thought that the person in front of you would be so kind to do something like that. Like, I would probably choose to pay for the person behind me's drink and kind of pay it forward so that they can also share that same experience as I did, and I could hopefully make their morning a little bit brighter and spread that joy that I got to experience from the person in front of me. My friend Stephanie Harrison over at the New Happy Co. beautifully describes it. She says, and don't quote me on this, "We've been told that achieving our own success will make us happy, but happiness comes from helping other people to live happier lives. We're here to help each other. That's the whole idea behind the new happy." This example of the small acts of kindness trend that was taking place in the coffee shops around the country is exactly what Stephanie is describing. When we help others and when we do things for others, when we give things for others, we get a chance to build up our communities. We get a chance to build ourselves up, our neighbors, our families, and our friends. And everyone gets to be on the receiving end of happy. So I think that kind of answers the question. Studies have literally shown that acts of kindness and generosity are associated directly with increased dopamine levels. This means that the neurotransmitters that make you happy are firing when you are doing something generous or kind for someone else. Dopamine is literally referred to as the reward neurotransmitter for a reason. It plays a key role in the brain system, influencing pleasure, motivation, and reinforcing learning. In short, be kind, be generous, and be happy. Thank you for sharing your time and energy with me today on B'nai Podcast. I hope today's conversation has sparked a flame within you to pursue wellness with passion and purpose. Reflect on the steps that you can take to nurture your mind, body, and spirit. And remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. Until our paths cross again, take a moment each day to reflect, recharge, and live B'nai. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and tune in every Tuesday for new episodes.